to near 70. Sunny over the weekend with highs in the 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Hey, I got you.
9696. We can pot that down. Thank you. And we can take some emails as well at jeff@wgso.com. jeff@wgso.com. A lot to talk about here this afternoon. I want to welcome our friends joining us online at WGSO.com, the mobile devices, TuneIn Radio, or Simple Radio apps, and on the dial at 990 AM. Good to have you with us at our new time, Wednesdays at 5. I like Wednesdays better.
I think I do, too.
Yeah, definitely better. And we want to thank Jean-Paul for switching with
us. Absolutely. Well, there's more. It's like when you're on Monday, you have to go with the weekend news.
Right.
So this is better.
Yeah, you got a little bit of the week, and then you can sort of look ahead. So, you know, a lot to talk about. We'll hit a lot of topics here today, and then we'll bring you on to give us your views. But I wanted to start off talking about crime, and I'm going to have on the program tomorrow Captain Black.
That's great.
He's got a new program called Borrow a Brother, where he helps women and others who want security as they're pumping gas. He'll go and stand by while they do it and protect them, make sure nothing happens to them while they're pumping gas.
Is he going to have friends join him? Because that's a big, big, I mean, there's crime everywhere. He can't be everywhere.
I know. Well, he's starting himself, and I guess he's going to grow it from there. But
well, God bless him.
You know, I think that's a pretty worthy cause.
So is he going to be packing?
He's a security expert.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think his hands are lethal weapons.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a security guy. So
any hand.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's got training. I don't know what kind of.
Well, training is necessary.
But anyway, that's a nice thing. And so we'll talk about it tomorrow on the program. But obviously, crime is a big issue here in the city. We were able to get through the Final Four without a major crime incident, which was good.
It was amazing. But the rest of us didn't get through it.
Mm-hmm.
They just moved out into the, you know, areas of New Orleans where we live.
Mm. Yeah, the burbs.
The burbs.
So
I actually think that it was, no, I'm not going to say it. Their type of crowd was all, I mean, there was a crowd there on Bourbon Street that, you know, doesn't show up with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where they went, but they weren't there.
Well, I'm just happy that we didn't have an incident that made national news and that
me too.
You know, where a bunch of tourists were killed. So we got through it okay, and it seems like the city got pretty high marks. But we're back to normal. Now we got a man hospitalized after an attack on Magazine Street near Audubon. Taken to the hospital last night after someone attacked him near Magazine on Magazine Street, 6500 Magazine Street, which is near the zoo, the park, the fly. Police initially said the man had been shot, but later said they determined someone struck him with an object.
Mm.
And if you have any information about that, call 822-1111.
Well, I'm willing to bet that was a gun that struck him over the head. I mean, you know, have you ever noticed they don't ever report the ethnicity? So how are we supposed to really clamp down and say, I saw this person doing this, if we don't know what we're looking for? Do you know what I'm saying? Because when it's a other person of, I'm trying so hard, Jeff, because you got on me last week.
Just go ahead. Okay. Whatever you want to say.
All right. When a white guy does something, he goes to jail. Okay. They're not, it's not, you get bail, you have to pay bail, and you have to stay there until you have trial. Okay. So I want to start with this. Okay. What does New York, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, Minneapolis, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, oh, and Houston and New Orleans, all have in common?
Well, they're all run by Democrats, and they all have high crime.
And why?
And they all have, well, because, I mean, you know, Democrats really don't believe in criminal justice.
Well, I know the answer. That's why I said
I'm just giving you my answer.
No, I know.
I had a guy on today from San Francisco, and San Francisco is just falling apart. And, you know, the homeless situation there is out of control. And San Francisco used to be one of the best cities in the nation.
San Francisco is just one big toilet now.
So
they should just put portalettes on every corner.
And you know, I saw a video a play this morning for the viewers, a guy who was a homeless guy having ODing on the side of the on the sidewalk, and a woman having to go out there and try to give him CPR, and she saved his life. But I mean, it just probably happens on a daily basis.
Well, there's, you don't need CPR for a drug overdose. What you need is Narcan, and I really suggest, because
or whatever, I don't know whether it might have been a heart attack.
And listen,
I don't know.
Any parent of a child needs Narcan in their house, because you don't know what your kid's doing. It doesn't matter your economic status. They're doing it. Okay. So, or they, it just takes one fentanyl pill. One. That
and,
is it.
And now with the border being wide open, you know, fentanyl is just everywhere.
Well, it's laced. Okay. So let me.
People are dying everywhere.
Right. It's not pure fentanyl. So, which is heroin, people. It's heroin. Okay, and Oxycontin is morphine.
What's amazing is how potent it is. I mean, very, 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 very small amounts can kill you.
Correct. Okay.
And it's just out of control, obviously. Coming in through China, through Mexico, and we have no border security.
So I want to really dive into this crime thing. Okay, it started with Eric Holder and Barack Obama. They said they were going to try to lower the incarceration rate of black Americans, not in total, black Americans. So now we don't have bail. It's a no bail process, and you don't stay in jail. It is a revolving door, okay? And then they don't show up for trial. And while they're out, if they do show up for trial, they have now committed four or five different crimes, okay? This is what all of those cities I just listed have. There's no jail system for them. And the Sacramento DA or whoever she is on the corrections board, whatever it is, that guy who, by the way, messed with his gun and it became like something like an AK-47. He had it. And he shot into the crowd and killed six people and injuring a total of 10 people. That guy is walking the streets. He is walking the streets.
You know what's interesting is that that incident didn't get any publicity, really. Didn't get any.
Because he was black. Yeah, I said
attention.
It. Yeah, I said it.
It didn't get any attention. And, of course, people were killed. And just like here in New Orleans, you know, a guy who should have been behind bars was leading the four people that carjacked and killed Linda Fricke. I mean, it's
that's right.
Time and time again, someone should be behind bars, is released. They go out and commit a crime, and then we're like, we're wondering, well, how did this happen?
Well, I'm going to be real blunt, okay? Because everyone's afraid to say it. I'm going to say it, okay? We all know who's committing these crimes. Carjackings, shooting. It's ridiculous. They're black people. I'm sorry. It is what it is. If it was a white person, look, white people, what their bag is going up into schools and shooting up schools. We all know this, okay? They carjack. I mean, we all have our thing. All right.
Well, I mean,
no, we do.
You know, just like in Mandeville that happened yesterday, some white dude crashed into a house and broke into a house.
We look.
So he just crashed in and then broke in.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yes, I am stereotyping because look, if you're actually doing this, it's not stereotyping. It's true. It is what it is. And everyone has to speak on it. Speak on it. I'm sorry. Do not be afraid. You're not racist for saying it. It is what it is. And what we need to start doing is holding district attorneys accountable, whether that's picketing in front of his office, flooding him with emails.
Unfortunately, we had a good district attorney. We had somebody who was doing a pretty good job, who was trying.
Do you remember when he was on Politics with a Punch and he let loose?
Yeah, and unfortunately, he saw the handwriting on the wall. He couldn't win, so he doesn't run again. So we go from him, who was good, to a guy who now really is part of the Soros, Zuckerberg network and, you know, far left and doesn't believe in prosecution. And, you know, he was the one that let this guy free who killed Linda Fricke.
So if you want to, I was thinking about, I mean, just out of the box, like things we can do. They want to rehabilitate, okay? But you can't rehabilitate while the person's in their home. You can't go to their home and say, we're going to help you not commit a crime. There's too much peer pressure out there. Mm-hmm. What you do, if you don't want them in jail, we create a rehabilitation, which is what they want, like school, okay? We teach them to read. Read. You can't get a job if you can't read. We all know that 80% of young black kids graduate high school, they cannot read.
The problem is that the quote-unquote government schools, the schools that are run by the public education system, are failures. So whatever this idea is to teach people how to read, it has to be done outside of the school system because the school system's broken. I mean, it doesn't work. You know, we got teachers unions, superintendents who are getting all this money. All the money's going to bureaucracy. And the result is people are...
Well, the jails could do it.
People are graduating, as you say, without even knowing the basics. All right, hang on. We'll come back with more. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. 504-556-9696, the talk line. We'll be right back. Are you one of many people in the New Orleans area looking to get your roof replaced or repaired? If so, let me recommend Dell's Roofing. They've been in the business since 1982. Dell and his crew get the job done according to the manufacturer's specification. That's Dell's guarantee. One customer said Dell did their roof after Hurricane Katrina, and guess what? No damage for Hurricane Ida. Well, call Dell and get your free estimate at 504-402-7013 or visit dellsroofing.com. Hey folks, do you need a new floor? How about a roof? Well, ContractServices.pro is your best choice. They're locally owned and operated right here in Metairie for over 40 years. Get a new roof installed by a company that's been installing them here for decades. ContractServices.pro. They've also been helping people get what they deserve from their insurance company. Call Sid Bullard and his team for a free estimate. 504-285-9700. ContractServices.pro does complete interior renovations. Great selections on flooring, roofing, and everything in between. Let ContractServices.pro restore or renew your home or business. Call ContractServices.pro at 504-285-9700. We come to you. That's ContractServices.pro. Sid Bullard and his team is ready to help you with roofing or flooring. Call for a free in-home estimate. 504-285-9700. ContractServices.pro.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
The Louisiana Voter Information Project is an educational organization dedicated to informing the people of Louisiana about the important issues of the day. Our first project will be in District 92 in Kenner, Louisiana. We're informing the voters in that district about key votes made by State Representative Joe Stagney. Votes on issues such as transgender athletic participation and COVID mandates. If you want to learn more or get involved, contact Jeff at WGSO.com. All right. He said, she said, I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Carrere.
And let's get some phone calls in at 504-556-9696 who want to hear from you. And let's kick off with our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Michelle, you pointed out the obvious.
Mimi.
Mimi, not
Mimi,
Michelle.
Mimi, sorry. my mistake. Apologies.
That's okay.
So, the question is the why. Are you implying, Mrs. Duke, that it's a genetic thing?
No.
Hello?
No, I'm not implying that.
Okay.
It's a lack of a nuclear family. It's a lack of education. And then it's, you know, they want to be in a group of people and belong. So then it's gangs.
Yeah, that's true. It's also failure to teach the consequences of, well, first, the failure to model what is the expected behavior. And
correct.
This is going to sound very unlibertarian of me, but sorry. Behavior that society can reasonably expect of somebody for further success and prospering in their life. There's no model for them to follow. What they see are basically thugs, and so they emulate the successful thugs.
That's a great point.
If they do go to school, what little education they get convinces them that they're entitled to other people's stuff because of slavery.
Well, and they've been told that now for 2 years.
Well, I would say they've been getting, you know, poor education for longer than 2 years.
You see these lenient sentences because of history and legacy of slavery.
Yeah.
And
well, a lot of folks are saying that it's racist that black people are sentenced to harsher times in prison, and that it's discriminatory. But I mean, I think it's multifaceted, wouldn't you say? It's a family, it's prosecution, it's the school system, it's poverty. I mean, it's all of these different factors which causes.
It's actually possible to do. Cam Edwards talks about this, and I wish he would do a video where he goes into more detail about it. But there's a project that's called Project Exile, and it's basically, there are a few people who, you know, are the bad actors in any given community. Usually they number around 1,000. In New Orleans case, it might be 2,000. And you sit them down and you explain to them that their behavior is not going to be allowed to continue, that they will straighten up, they will fly right, you will give them the help they need, such as, you know, if they need to get a high school diploma, you give them that to help do that, help them place them with a job. Or the alternative is a long and meaningful jail sentence that will actually seem like punishment.
And Matthew, we got a roll. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call. And I think if you commit a crime, you need to be punished.
With a gun, especially.
If you commit murder, you need to be executed.
I mean, if folks started seeing people that were actually punished for their crimes, I think that would be a deterrent.
Okay, but this is not Saudi Arabia where you stone people.
Okay,
for
I'm not talking about stoning people.
Well, you're killing them.
I'm talking about putting people to death who commit crimes. It's called capital punishment.
But we never do. They sit up there
and
for 20 years.
That needs to end. I mean, South Carolina just added the firing squad. I think that would be a good thing to do. I mean, do you want to pay for someone to sit on death row for 30, 40 years?
They need more than one person to shoot someone?
You know, that's how they historically used to be able to execute people.
I understand,
firing squad.
But
I mean, it should be easier to do it. If you commit murder, you need to pay the ultimate price. And we've got thousands of murders that have occurred in New Orleans over the last few years, and no one's paid any price.
You know, as far as
thousands of people have died.
I understand that. And I think that my political view is if you are caught with a gun or you do something like carjack and rip a woman's arm off, okay, that's serious. If you're in Sacramento and you've got this, you know, you've messed with your weapon to make it more powerful and you shoot people, gone.
You know what would happen to them in Saudi Arabia if they ripped off a woman's arm? They would have their arm ripped off.
I know.
504-556-9696. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO, 9 a.m., WGSO.com. All right, let's take some more calls. Let's go to our WGSO colleague, the Flaming Conservative, is on with us. What's happening, my friend? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good afternoon, King Jeff, and good afternoon, Queen Mimi. You're in my prayers every day.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. The problem is there is no home training today in a lot of these single family homes.
There's no father.
And two parent households, the kids are more mature than the parents.
Mm-hmm. Where are those?
The home training needs to come back. They need to bring the paddle back in school. I remember when I was growing up, my father told me, if you got the paddle from the principal, you got one coming when you get home. That was enough to scare me.
That's true. I think they should expand St. Aug, and they should make them all go. that's what I think.
I think
St. Aug still believes in the paddle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, they are.
St. Aug works. And they graduate people that I think follow the rules and are
productive.
And they
have very, very famous graduates. Mm-hmm. Like John Batiste, he just won all those Grammys.
Right. So I think it's a good idea, Flaming Conservative. I think we need to instill discipline again. And, you know, but they can't do it in the schools.
A paddle is not going to kill you.
If they see you doing it out on the street, they might arrest you. You know, if you're...
See, but I don't want might arrest you.
Yeah.
I want it arrested, and I want bail.
No, I'm talking about if they see a parent disciplining a child, they might arrest the parent.
Well, that needs to stop.
Well, back in our days, neighborhood paddled you.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, we got to roll. Thank you, Flaming Conservative. Come join us, 504-556-9696. Talking about crime, some solutions, some other issues we'll get to as well. But right now, let's get the latest update, news, and a whole lot more right here on WGSO. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has 6 offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
All of us want to find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not sign on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again. Well, we're not done with COVID yet. Another wave could be coming. So it's smart to keep meds on hand so you can start treatment fast. And even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID, which studies show can increase the risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later. So where do you go? That's easy. MyGoToDoc.com. Unlike other websites, at MyGoToDoc.com, Dr. Hyder keeps up with the latest developments and is constantly updating his protocol. This is all they do. Other websites don't allow follow-up questions, and your access expires in a few days. At MyGoToDoc, you don't have to pay, and you can ask all the questions you want for free. And they don't gouge their patients on prices for off-label medications. They scour the country for low-cost, mail-order compounding pharmacies that ship to all 50 states at the lowest possible price. But you have to go to MyGoToDoc.com. MyGoToDoc.com. Hey, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
So, Mimi, we've been lamenting the loss of Juan's Flying Burrito on Magazine Street. Just saw that it is closing.
It's LaToya's favorite place. They actually promoted that she loves that place. Oh. So how could she let that happen?
Yes, another institution is gone. So, of course, they blame that the rents are going up, the area is being redeveloped, and it will maybe try to find another location somewhere else, a little bit more economical.
Well, we hope so.
All right, let's talk about what happened out here in Metairie, which you had the details on. I thought was pretty amazing. So what happened?
It was 2 days ago. It was early, like 8:30 a.m. when people are going to work. Metairie Road is quite crowded. And 40 people on bikes just took over the road. They couldn't.
Motorbikes? Or just.
You know, that wasn't. They said they were doing wheelies. So that kind of makes me think, because I've seen that, where they take over the interstate.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like, I don't want to drive behind him, because what if he messes up? You know, like, I don't want to be the one that runs over him. But they were going down Metairie Road. And then some went left on Oak Lawn, and some went right deeper into Old Metairie. And some people speculated they were casing homes. I mean, you know, they were cursing, shooting the bird at people.
Wow.
I mean, they made a spectacle. They weren't even hiding it.
So it was in the middle of the morning,
and
rush hour.
Some people turned around and went back into New Orleans. So JP was called, and they were monitoring the situation.
Did they arrest anybody?
But that's a... No, because at the if they saw a cop, they'd just be like, I'm riding. I'm riding my bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they didn't. To case a place, you just have to ride by and look.
Yeah. Well, you've seen all those situations in New Orleans where they're taking over streets and they're,
yes.
You know, they're.
They're doing donuts.
Doing donuts.
They did it on Canal Street.
They've done it on Howard.
Yes.
Done on Canal.
Yes.
And police will be around and nothing will happen to these guys.
And then they have these spontaneous block parties. Like, mm-hmm. we have a good friend. I don't know if you're aware. He lives in the CBD in a complex. And he says all the time, and it's always in the middle of the night, they just take over the road and mm-hmm. it's loud. So let me just, I want to clarify something. When I'm saying they, okay, I'm talking about criminals. There are excellent, God-fearing citizens in the black community. I am not talking about, you know, those people. I am talking about criminals.
Two things I want to mention, and then we'll throw it back open for some comments. 504-556-9696. So a bill that I think is a very good bill, and this is a bill to protect those that have been making a crime to ask a person's vaccination status, now is passing and moving forward in the legislature. It's House Bill 54, and it would create a crime of asking whether you're vaccinated or not, which I think is awesome. I don't think no one's business whether you're vaccinated or not. So this is a bill that was hotly contested, got a lot of email about this. It was before the House Committee on Health and Welfare. Larry Bagley of Stonewall, Louisiana, was the one that, I love some of these cities, these names, was the one that proposed the legislation. So it was changed a little bit. It initially criminalized inquiring about vaccination status as a way of protecting people from being fired. The original wording was changed to allow for police to issue a summons rather than arrest and cuff offenders. And if convicted, the offender no longer would have to go to prison but could be charged a fine. Another change allows healthcare providers to continue mandating vaccinations. I don't like that at all. I don't think healthcare providers should be mandating vaccinations. I think that's discriminatory. So, Debbie Villio, a Kenner Republican who's anti-vax, she said that the actual wording of the legislation wouldn't protect people who didn't get vaccinated, but would create a crime for those who ask questions about a status. Quote, I get that it's a statement about the governor's orders, but the question is whether this is the best way to do it. So these legislators muck it all up with their amendments and they're debating about it and everything. I just think people should be protected, okay? You shouldn't be inquiring about someone's vaccination status. It's a private matter. Would you agree?
Of course I agree. And I don't think people realize this still. It's been 2 years and they don't get it. It's still approved by the FDA as an emergency vaccine, okay? So we don't know the side effects. You have to do, it takes like 7 years to know exactly the side effects. Now, I'm going to tell you, myocarditis, blood clots,
mm-hmm.
you know, heart disease, infertility, kidney failure. The FDA put this out, and the media just ran away from it. And I don't understand. And they're creating a new criminal enterprise, because I'm telling you, when you pass a law, we always find a way. Some people find a way around it, and they're going to be selling vax passes all over the place.
You know, this whole thing needs to end. On that Health Freedom Day where I went up to Baton Rouge the other day that Woody Jenkins put on, Dr. Peter McCullough was the guest speaker, and he's probably the foremost expert on this. He's a cardiologist. And he said under no circumstances should anyone get this vaccine. He said the documentation is through the roof as to the dangers, myocarditis, all the other health problems that are occurring. He was adamant that the evidence is in. It's not even a question anymore.
No.
And it's being covered up. And I do think, you know, when you see these athletes, just in the, I mean, the Final Four the other night in the North Carolina game, you know, against Kansas. One of the North Carolina players toward the end had a very suspicious incident where he fell to the court. And, you know, it looked like it could have been a heart issue.
Two cyclists in Europe competing dropped dead on their bikes. And the other one just collapsed, okay? There are multiple soccer players in Europe who have died. They're the tennis guy. Who's the guy?
Rafael Nadal is the guy who was vaccinated. He got the Australian Open title. And then, of course, Novak Djokovic didn't, so they didn't even allow him in there. They're not going to allow him into the U.S. either. And Nadal recently had heart issues.
On the court.
Out of the blue.
On the court. Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, it's just overwhelming evidence. And have you ever seen, you know, 20-year-olds, people in the prime condition of their lives, you know, collapsing in the middle of the game?
And if you're an athlete, you're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, you're working your muscles. It's like what you're supposed to do. And people will not connect the dots.
Well, Peter McCullough was. He was connecting the dots.
And so COVID, this thing can happen several months out.
Right.
I mean, and you got to know, you know, Betty White died of a blood clot. And I promise you this woman was vaccinated.
Well, and then Hank Aaron. I mean, there's so many.
Chris Owens just died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
I promise you the woman was vaccinated.
Who knows? People, you know, at that age, 89, do pass away.
I understand that.
You know? I mean, Betty White's 100. So that does happen. But, I mean, now...
She was a young 100.
But now everybody's got to say, is there a connection?
You should think about it.
And there's been so much pressure to take this thing, and people have been forced into it. What I don't like is people have been forced into it and didn't want to do it. And then there was a lady who gave a presentation Friday, didn't want to take it, forced into it, and now she's disabled. And now she can't walk. Her legs don't work properly. She needs assistance to get around. Someone had to help her onto the stage. I'm going to hopefully have her on the program in the days ahead to talk about her story. But, I mean, that is infuriating that this happened to her. It shouldn't have happened, but she felt pressured into taking it.
Right, and some hospitals make you wait 30 minutes after you get the jab because there are people who have an immediate reaction.
Yeah.
Immediate.
504-556-9696 to join us. And one other issue from the legislative session that you might find interesting, a bill to ban the release of mugshots passed the Louisiana House. So the House approved legislation that would prohibit the release of arrestees' mugshot before they are convicted.
Okay, so now we're trying to put Crime Stoppers out of business.
Representative Royce Duplessis says that mugshots are prejudicial. We're entitled to the presumption of innocence. By publishing a mugshot, it undermines that. He said there are a few exceptions to the legislation if the person is a fugitive or if police determine the individual is a threat. Bossier City Representative Raymond Cruz is concerned about banning mugshots will have a negative impact on public safety. The measure passed on a 75-21 vote, and this is a 2/3 Republican majority in the House. Well, what do you think of that issue? Is it a privacy issue or is it a public safety issue?
No, they're trying to...
Is it a discriminatory issue to put a mugshot out of someone who's just been charged but not convicted? And what if that person is later innocent and then his mugshots are all over the place?
Okay, just like I said in the beginning, they are trying to dispel a stereotype. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can't see who someone is, you can't say, oh, he's walking down the street right here. Mm-hmm. I see him. And you call 911. I mean... Does this apply to white criminals?
Of course, applies to everyone. There's no race determination here.
Well, I just have to ask because things are so separated these days.
Duplessis said that, quote, the release of a mugshot before conviction can cause irreversible harm to a person, especially if the criminal charges are dropped. Quote, they were wrongfully arrested for something. Now that person can't get a job, and now that person is in trouble in their personal life.
Okay. So no more perp walks. Now, let me say this. Everyone was convinced that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
He was just arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were like, he did it.
Yeah.
And then we all know what the result of that was. But no one would have ever said, you can't show his picture. You can't show his picture.
You know what I would do?
And he killed a president.
I would probably have to vote against this because I agree with Representative Cruz. I think it has a negative impact on public safety. He said, quote, suppose someone is accused of being a child molester and it just happens to be your neighbor. Maybe it's two doors down. So now you don't know their name, but you would recognize them personally. So we'll see. It goes on to the Senate for discussion. And so this is what what goes on up there.
I know. Let me add to that.
In the legislative session.
What if your neighbor commits the crime, but because they don't put the picture up, you have no idea that he's committed this crime. And you, I mean,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Molesters, they have to put their name out there. They have to put, you know.
Now, you know, Louisiana is in a mess. I mean, we're losing population. We've got a tax system that is outdated. We've got all kinds of issues where we're falling behind other states, all these mandates and lockdowns and penalties. And they are working on legislation right now to allow you to be buried with your pet. After they die.
But that normally doesn't happen.
So, that is what they're focusing on.
Like your pet dies the same time you do? Or what the heck is that?
So a bill to allow for your pet's remains to be buried with you is now a hot topic of discussion in the legislature. And people want to be buried with the remains of their pets.
Okay, so you can be buried with a fishing rod, a tennis racket. I mean, these are already things you can. A picture. A rosary, you know, who cares if you're going to put ashes in it? I don't, you know, you're weird, but, you know.
If the cemeteries agree and can come up with some rules and guidelines that work for them, it would be possible to bury your pet in the same area that you would be buried yourself. Present law defines a cemetery as a place for only the burial of human remains, so you can't do it currently.
Well, a tennis racket is not a fishing
human
pole.
It's remains. So
what's the difference, though?
I would say, you know, if someone wants to be buried with their pet, let them be buried with their pet. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, is it?
Isn't it ashes to ashes, dust to dust?
Let them do it.
I don't, you know, what's the difference between ashes and all the mud they get thrown on top of them?
Of all the bills that this guy has issued, and this is a Minden representative, Wayne McMahon, he said that this bill has given, he's gotten the most feedback from this bill, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. So,
what?
Yeah, most people want to be buried with, I mean, want have the ability to do this. So this, his bill is allowing that to happen.
It's none of their business.
It's gotten positive feedback because right now you can't. This bill's going to allow it. So he's got the bill. Pet owners have been bombarding him with positive comments. And he said this bill has given him the most feedback of anything else. So,
what if someone has a cow?
Well,
or their favorite horse?
I think probably just dogs and cats, although I don't know.
Horses or pets?
Mm-hmm.
People
yeah.
are passionate about their horses.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they've got support animals, right? Parakeets, all kind of things.
Like
one guy had a peacock as a support animal.
Isn't it Ronnie Lamarck who owned Rising Star?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a serious pet.
So there you go. All right, 504-556-9696. That's the talk line, as he said, she said, on the airwaves on WGSO. And we're going to take a brief time out, take care of some business. Whole lot more coming your way right here on WGSO. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m., or Ringside, Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, we unveil our new Ringside Politics Parody of the Week with our creative director, Steve Konas, and we'll discuss all the hot topics of the week with Ringside All-Star commentator Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Are you one of many people in the New Orleans area looking to get your roof replaced or repaired? If so, let me recommend Dell's Roofing. They've been in the business since 1982. Dell and his crew get the job done according to the manufacturer's specification. That's Dell's guarantee. One customer said Dell did their roof after Hurricane Katrina, and guess what? No damage for Hurricane Ida. Well, call Dell and get your free estimate at 504-402-7013 or visit dellsroofing.com. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, Tick Tock Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love Tick Tock Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, Tick Tock Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at Tick Tock Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. Tick Tock Cafe, always ready to serve. Precious metals have been around as a store of value since biblical times. Since the dot-com boom in 2000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone up 2 times. But during that same time period, gold has gone up 4.5 times. Historically, with the stock market, the U.S. dollar, real estate, and similar asset classes have gone down in value, gold has gone up, cushioning the downside and, most importantly, preserving your capital. When the stock market drops 50%, it has to double to get back to even. If a percentage of your portfolio is in gold, it may cushion the downside, and potentially you will recoup your portfolio value quicker. During inflationary times like we're experiencing now, gold is increased in value as an inflation hedge. Silver is also a great investment. It's an industrial commodity, and it's great when there's going to be times of economic expansion. The best place for your gold and silver is OurGoldGuy.com. It's very competitive in its pricing and very reliable. That's OurGoldGuy.com, and be sure to tell them that Jeff Cruer sent you.
We're like dancing here.
All right, welcome back. It's WGSO. He said, she said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
Mimi Cruer.
And we got a lot of topics we've hit. We're going to try to squeeze in a few more calls, Mimi, before we conclude festivities. And let's go to Destrahan. Say hello to Nolan, who's checking in with us. Hey, Nolan, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
Just hey, Nolan.
Hi, how you doing? What's going on in Metairie? These bicyclists, I mean, they were all black?
Well, amazingly, no one would say it on this Metairie happenings. And I wanted to ask the question. I mean, give me a description. Okay? We know the answer. I've never seen a white kid be able to pop a wheelie.
I think it's activists.
Jeff's
going to
get mad at me now.
Nolan. Go ahead.
I think it's activists trying to promote their agenda. You know, they don't have any jobs. Idleness is a devil's workshop, so they're part of this fraternity, Black Lives Matter, and or whatever. And they're riding on the bikes. Now, when you got 40 of them, they should be issued tickets. Did you call the Justin Parish police and tell them?
Well, we didn't find out about it till later.
I found out about it today, and they were JP was called, and they did show up.
Yeah, so they did what they could.
Well, maybe I'll put in a complaint. I said I heard you guys on a radio show because this is the beginning of the collapse, you know. And the Jefferson Parish police units are scarce to begin with, but for them to ride like that into you know, neighborhoods like that, tickets need to be issued, you know.
Let me ask
and I'm
you
sure
this, Nolan.
They're going to scatter, but you can get three or four that's going to get tickets. I mean, that's
Let
what's
going to
stop the punishment, Nolan, the breaking of the law.
Nolan, how is it in St. Charles Parish? Do you have a good police response?
Excellent. And Champaign was promising that this parish will not be like the others.
Okay.
He said, if you do the crime, they caught a couple of people in my neighborhood breaking in a garage, and it was four of them. They caught two of them, and Champaign says he's not playing.
And finally, we were talking earlier about capital punishment. What's your position on that? Are you for it or against it?
I have been for the death penalty, and even the firing squad was mentioned. That's a deterrent. And I tell you, only trouble is it's not ever enacted. It's never, you know, acted upon. But it's nuts. It's just, but I mean, if you don't start, I mean, you let these guys were, I mean, you heard they were hooligans, huh? Were they, I mean, they just weren't riding and.
No, they covered the road. People couldn't drive.
Yeah, we.
You couldn't drive.
Well,
I mean,
even so, they
too.
Still should be issued tickets. I don't care.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We don't have any. You know, we don't have any details, but it just seems like they.
Maybe
were,
we could call Lapinto or somebody and get more information.
Maybe, yeah, we'll do that. All right, my friend.
Get him on
a
show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Or Scott Walker.
I will.
He lives here.
Thank you, Nolan. Good to hear from you, sir. That's Nolan in Destrehan. Appreciate you. 504-556-9696. All right, let's go.
Wait, before we take the call, I want to circle back because I want to make sure you know they're going to splice what I said, okay, about crime. I am not talking about God-fearing American citizens, okay? I'm talking about criminals, and I'm talking about the types of crimes that they commit. I'm telling you, if a white guy was doing the carjackings, I don't care. Okay, go to jail.
Yeah, you know,
I don't.
It's a crisis situation as far as a carjacking, and one guy went so far as to put a, you know, one of these flashbangs in the.
Oh, I love that was funny. Just watching the guy run. I mean, I'm sure he was surprised.
Yeah, and
but
that was a deterrent. All right, let's try to squeeze in this last call, and let's go to a great friend, our great contributor from the North Shore, Brother Steve. We'll have the final word this evening. How you doing, brother? Good evening to you.
I am doing great. Now that Chris Owens is gone, the only one we have left is the Duke and Duchess of conservative conversation.
I wouldn't put myself in the category of Chris Owens.
She's irreplaceable. We're going to miss her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But y'all are the Duke and Duchess, so, you know, there's still some, a little bit of New Orleans nostalgia still going on. So all is good.
Definitely, Jeff.
Yeah, that's some. All those subjects are really good. It's amazing that they come up. Doctors, here we go. Doctors, let's use these three drugs and we'll execute prisoners. Why don't they just give them fentanyl? They'll die with a smile on their face. I've dealt with people ODing from fentanyl. They smile and die. No pain.
You
no
wanna
nothing.
Know who's dying from fentanyl? I'm gonna do it again. That is a white person's drug. I'm not kidding you. I know this. I know this. Don't ask me how I know this, but I do.
Okay. A lot of people are dying. It's sad. A lot of people are dying.
I'm sorry, but it is.
Yeah.
Like,
drug overdoses are through the roof.
Sure, but if I say that, then as a white parent, maybe you need to pay attention.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's why I say it. If you don't know, how are you going to track the problem?
We got less than a minute. Want to give you a chance to make any other comments.
Well, the only other comment that I would make is, the parents have to take back authority for the children. Don't let the school have the authority. Don't let other people have the authority. And I suggest if anybody wants to know what's going on today and crime and everything else, read Ann Coulter's book, Guilty. Very interesting book written from a mother's point of view.
She's
very
a
interesting
writer.
Book. Yep.
Thank 79% you,
of the people that are in prison for life had one parent.
Yeah. Good point. Mimi, final comment, about 10 seconds.
I think I noticed that two of those carjackers who ripped that woman's arm off, their parents turned them in. We need more of that.
All right. Thanks to everyone who joined us today. We'll be back next Wednesday at 5 for another He Said, She Said. I'll be with you in the morning for Ringside Politics 7 to 11. Come join me.
Louisiana Voter Information Project is an educational organization dedicated to informing the people of Louisiana about the important issues of the day. Our first project will be in District 92 in Kenner, Louisiana. We're informing the voters in that district about key votes made by State Representative Joe Stagney. Votes on issues such as transgender athletic participation and COVID mandates. If you want to learn more or get involved, contact Jeff at WGSO.com.
Here in the South, when we boil, we love to let our seafood soak after the boil to absorb all of the amazing flavors. It's critical to stop the cooking process, though, before you let your seafood soak. Otherwise, you'll overcook it. Well, the Boil Boss has the answer to this problem. It's a cooling system designed to rapidly cool your crawfish, shrimp, and crabs to 150 degrees in as little as 3 minutes, all while doing so without diluting your recipe with ice. Quickly stopping the cooking process is critical. It stops your seafood from overcooking and promotes liquid and flavor absorption. It's easy to use. Just hook up to a garden hose. Sprays water on the outside of the pot, rapidly dropping the temperature of your boil, prevents overcooking, and gives you juicier, easier to peel seafood. The Boil Boss is locally owned and operated, driven to innovate, creating new products that solve real problems. The bulk of the manufacturing is done right here in the U.S., predominantly in Harahan. So take advantage of this great gift for the holidays. Go to theboilboss.com. That's theboilboss.com.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans.